All right, we'll go ahead and talk about it, right? With the obvious white outfit. You know, I'm still pimping it. Hopefully we get our fans out there, you know, hoping we get that white out. So that's the outfit. This would be good. This would be a real nice attire for the game. Got the jet deal, you know, supporting the organization there. White sleeves. I think it's a good look. Anyway, other than that, great practice today. So I thought yesterday went as that physical as much as I would have liked. But today, outstanding practice. Focus was great. And then execution on both sides of the ball I thought was terrific. Injury-wise, same as yesterday. So Antonio Allen, concussion, that's the injury. But he's full, just like he was yesterday. Nick Ballure, limited. And then guys that did not practice, Josh Bush, IK, and D. Milner. Okay, Milner with an ankle, IK foot. That's it. So everybody else ready to roll. With that, guys, I'll open up for questions.
Bryce, now is it fair to say that Milner won't play?
Not going to say that. You know, I'm not going to say that because you never say never. You give a guy an opportunity. He's been with us a while. He's, you know, he knows the system. And even if it would be even in a limited role, if we think he can help us and he's healthy, then that's why I don't want to go out there. Because I know the one time that I say that the guy's out and he actually can play, then I'll never hear the end of it. So I'm not saying that he's out yet or what? Yet or never. He's still up as far as anybody knows.
Rex, when did the team find out about Quincy's arrest?
Gosh, I don't know the specific. Somebody asked somebody else. Maybe, I mean, the days are kind of running together. But, you know, this is something we take very seriously, obviously. And we, you know, we're aware of it. And, again, I'm not going to comment further on details or anything else because it is a pending legal matter.
Rex, can I just ask hypothetically, Jim Harbaugh said earlier this week that he would not allow a player who had been convicted on a domestic violence charge on his team. Do you feel the same way?
Again, I'm not, you know, everything, you know, there's different things. But obviously, you know, there's a big difference from being, you know, charged, allegedly, you know, charged or whatever, and convicted. So, again, I'm not going to get into, you know, what ifs or anything like that.
Did you find out about it before he was put on the practice squad, though?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
He was cut?
What's that?
Before he was cut?
I say that before about the practice squad. I don't, you know what, I can't really remember the timetable. You know, I've been so focused on the Raiders. Obviously, this is a, you know, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it. So, you know, I don't want to give you false information. If, you know, I quite honestly, I don't remember if it was before the practice squad or not.
What is your overall philosophy, though, on the league's, you know, new policy on domestic violence and, you know, the way Rodgers trying to enforce it now?
Well, obviously, I think it's appropriate. You know, I mean, it's obviously, you know, something that that not just the league, but everybody knows that that's a, you know, that this is an issue and, you know, a major issue and you know, the understanding the league stance on it, you know, I think obviously is appropriate. But, again, there's always every case, there's a different circumstances to every case. And, again, this thing will, you know, we'll see what happens. But specifically, I'm not going to comment on it.
Coach, what are some of your first impressions on Oakland and just the improvements that they've made?
Well, I just see, you know, a lot of guys with, you know, with tons of experience. I mean, there's some really good football players that they added to their roster. You know, guys that have won Super Bowls, you know, guy that should have been an MVP of a Super Bowl probably in Tuck. And, you know, and then you have Woodley. You know, you have just a bunch of guys. And you have Charles Woodson back there already. So, obviously, it's a group of, you know, guys that have been there and done it. And, you know, so, and you see that, you know, these guys, it's hard to trick these guys, obviously. So, you know, my first take was, all right, we're getting ready to play the Raiders. and all that, probably a young football team, and you look at it, they're probably more experienced than any team in the league, you know, with some of the guys that they added. So certainly they're frontline players.
Rex, is Tuck as disruptive as he used to be?
Oh, gosh, I certainly hope not, you know, especially this week. But he's, you know, that's a hard guy to handle. You know, big guy can be, you know, outside presence in the running game. They reduce him back down inside on passing situations. And, you know, he's a tall guy. He's hard to throw over, and he's got a lot of moves, and he's a finisher. So, again, he's been an outstanding player in this league a long time.
Rex, I know how much you enjoy the preseason rankings and polls and all the stuff from the experts.
Yep.
Do you think this team, your team, is being underrated?
Oh, absolutely. I have no idea where they rank us, but I don't need to. Because I know, you know, after you flip through page one, page two, and you're still not up there, and there's like 10 teams or whatever, you're like, all right, yeah, we're better than what they say.
Do you sense that Marty is a lot more comfortable in his second season here and that the players he's brought back are a lot more comfortable with him and the system?
Marty's always been comfortable. I mean, he's a guy with a ton of experience and a guy that really knows what he's doing. So he's always been comfortable. I think the fact that he doesn't have to, you know, the teaching is different. When you start from ground zero, you know, maybe the comprehension of it or whatever is much greater, obviously, this year than it was last year at this time.
Rex, why do you think you're ranked lower than you believe?
I have no idea. Probably the coaching.
Rex, you have two coaches on your staff whose fathers are coaches for the Raiders, Bobby April and Tony Sperano.
Yep.
You have their sons here. What's that dynamic like?
Oh, shoot. I tell you, it's I mean, those two guys, the two dads at Oakland are two outstanding coaches. I mean, they're fantastic coaches with great reputations. And, you know, but their sons are you know, chips off their block. And I think it's, you know, I grew up obviously the same way they did. And when given an opportunity, that's all these guys need because they're going to make their own name. You know, we have two young coaches that are going to be, you know, great coaches in this league for a long, long time. And quite honestly, I think they're pretty much up there right now. You know, both of them. They're both great coaches.
Rex, with Pryor, it seemed like you were really happy with what you saw against Cincinnati. Against the Giants, maybe he was a little hesitant. I think you said you should fire his gun.
Just on that one play, and it almost took off to where it was like, you know, I was disappointed with him in the whole game. I really wasn't, but it made for good copy. See, I've learned, you know, 6 years, I've learned.
How do you feel about him? You know, the season has arrived.
Oh, it's, I'm ready to see it. I'm excited about him. I am excited to see him, as should every Jet fan. He's going to be, you know, he's got a chance to really do some things. And, you know, obviously the big hitter, we know it's what he has there. He's got better cover skills than I think given credit for. I think he's got a chance to be really one of these top-notch safeties, you know, for a long time.
Rex, do you feel like you've given Geno a lot more weapons this year to work with?
Oh, I feel better about our receiving core than right now than at any time last year. You know, and I think it's, you know, obviously that's easy to say. We added Eric Decker. You know, that's a big get. You know, we had a couple of draft picks we think are going to help. But also, let's face it, we had David Nelson. We had, you know, Salas. We had guys that we just picked up, you know, that we had to fire on the field. Well, they're a lot different now in their familiarity with the, which is a tough word for me to say, obviously. But, you know, they come in, they're, you know, they know this system. And so I think they're more, you know, proficient in it than they were at any time last year.
Given the possibility that Wallace could start on Sunday, you had mentioned you wanted to see him do a better job of playing the ball in the air, mm-hmm. and coming down with those sort of things. What's your comfort level with him at this point, having gotten a chance to really see him a lot more in his preseason with the ones?
Yeah, I feel good. I thought he had a tremendous preseason. You know, I thought, you know, in the games in particular, he had a heck of a year. You know, preseason-wise, and not just, you know, bring it over to the regular season. I'm confident in him. I'm confident in his abilities, and he's working extremely hard. Because if he can come down with half of them, we're going to be in good shape.
as we talked about Derek Carr a lot the other day, what about their first-round pick, Mac? What are your impressions of him? Did you guys do work on him coming out, even though it looked like he was going to be a top five pick?
Yeah, I mean, we, like you said, we did our due diligence, but we knew darn well he wasn't going to be there. I mean, this guy was, a phenomenal talent, when he came out. So, but we did it. Well, this will be good. But, he plays defense, so I haven't seen him yet. Just kidding. Just kidding. But, I mean, I get ripped for that. It's true. It's not true. I've seen the kid. I actually watch tape on the other side of the ball, see if I can steal something. But no, he's, it's interesting because he really initially wasn't playing on the sub team. So he's obviously a rookie and he's coming in. And you put guys, in and out. But I think as it goes on, you'll see him probably with his hand in dirt more than he's even been in the preseason.
Do you feel the biggest source of improvement with Geno will be a reduction in turnovers?
Well, I think, yeah. I think that'll be the most noticeable, thing when you look at it. And I think the wins, that's what we want. We want less turnovers and more wins.
Coach, your record against rookie quarterbacks is 73. Obviously, it's a very successful track record. How is it going up against like a guy like Derek Carr as opposed to like Matt Shaw?
It really doesn't matter. I mean, this kid's rookie by definition. I get it. He's been from a football family. He's been around it and things. So I think he's probably got a little bit more advantage, but than most. But again, it wouldn't matter if Daryl LaMonica's back there.
Rex, why did Winters win the job over Ibushi?
Because he, even though Ibushi played well, we thought Winters played better. I think Winters he's got a chance. I think he's got a chance to be, an outstanding player. I really do. And Ibushi's, again, he probably, and I don't know, you go into things, you let things sort out, but I'm not so sure I thought Ibushi would have the kind of training camp that he did, which was great because he's pushing Willie, Winters pushing, to play tackle. And so I was really happy with him. But in some of the games, quite honestly, I thought Winters played maybe as good as anybody in a couple of those preseason games.
Would you do a couple more for Breno? Something happened to Breno. Would your first option for that spot be O'Day? Would it be Ajulana? Or you want Ajulana exclusively on the left side? How would you handle that, given that Ibushi's kind of a swing guy?
Well, again, that's... we have two guys that we feel pretty comfortable with that can, back up both tackles. And with Ibushi's case, he can back up guard as well.
How are you going to, with the three running backs, how are you going to divide that? And is that going to be game plan specific depending on the opponent? Or is it even feasible to get three guys, decent work in each game?
I think it's feasible to get all three guys in there. I mean, they're really good players. So, but to say that you're going in and absolutely this guy's going to get a third of the snaps and this guy a third and all that, you never do that. Somebody's just lighting them up, and I think you'll go with that hot hand. But, again, we feel great about all three of those guys, and we will play all three of them in every game.
Do you see a big difference in Geno's comfort in that he's not starting from ground zero with Marty? He now has the system.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's night and day. It is night and day different. When he first came in, now we saw the big arm. He looked great in individual drills because he can throw it with anybody. But, maybe not Cutler and Stafford. I get it. But other than that, probably anybody. But he's, right now this is, he knows this system. This is his, it's Marty's system, but it's his system. And it's kind of what he's growing up in, so to speak.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's good.
Thank you. All right, guys.